All right. So this people are not yet slaves, but they're about to be. And they're free. And they were there because of their sins. And God sent them there because he knew that God was about to give them a land of their own. But they'd have to wait 400 years for that land. 400 years! Remember Abraham? He was making a covenant with God, and God, while he was making a covenant and snoring away in a deep sleep, all of a sudden this voice came to him, it was God's voice, and said, by the way, your people will go into slavery for 400 years. It's good to go into slavery. It's good to go into slavery. You know why? Because God said it was. It's good because then you realize there'll be a big contrast when he sets you free.
Yeah.
So 400 years is a pretty long time to wait on that slave thing. And so this is what happens. So I'm going to read now verse 9. So follow me with verse 9. And he said to the people, his own people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we are. Uh-oh, that's a crisis right there. Because they tried to take over, and the last two kings were killed by the Hyksos, H-Y-K-S-O-S, Hyksos. And they were from Asia. And they have to go back. So these people tried to win, and they lost, except King Tut was good. And he was a general in the army, wasn't even royal. But he realized, I have to marry a royal to be a king. To be a king. And so he married his wife. And now he's a king. And verse 9 says, and the people, this King Tut, said, behold, by the way, nobody knows that except me. Period. They don't know that. And it's because I know Egyptian history as well as Jewish history. And so they think it's in the 1200s under somebody else. But it's not. That's 300 years more. So this is in the 1500s. Let's say 1540 or 50. These people of Israel are more and mightier than we are. Come on. Let's deal wisely with them. In other words, they don't know what we're thinking. Lest they multiply and it become to pass that when we are fighting some enemy, they fall out and they join the enemies and they fight against us. And so we don't want them to do that. And so now, using their reason only, because these are Egyptians, so all they have is reason. Say that, reason.
Reason.
Reason will never get you to heaven. How many know that reason is the opposite, not just different, opposite of, that's for this world, most people born of the flesh, they have reason. So they're reasoning here, and this guy is reasoning. Did you know all religions reason? Because they're not real. There's only one real religion, ours. It's totally 100% by revelation. And when revelation formed part of our laws here in Texas, you may not know that. And so, yes.
Reason is opposite of revelation?
Correct.
Okay.
Because reason is just your mind, your will, your emotions. And that will never get you to heaven. So when you ditch reason because it doesn't work, let's be reasonable. There's no such thing. We go by revelation. Sola scriptura. That's a revelation from God. We live by every word that constantly is proceeding out of the mouth of God, right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So what they teach you in school is reason. What they teach, everything is all reason. I don't believe in it. I believe reason is the enemy. Did you hear what I just said? Reason is the enemy. When you're reasoning, that's just your human reason, and it won't get you to heaven. It's okay to build a bridge. It's okay to, you know, make lay down a street. That it's okay for that, but it doesn't get you to heaven. There's only one thing: revelation. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is constantly, continually proceeding out of the mouth of the Lord. Now, did you understand what I just said? Because it's huge what I just said, is that you never live by reason. You only live by God's word. So, if you go by God's word, you're not vain. If you don't, you are. Man in his best state is altogether vanity, which is reason, which is why people think that way. And what is Biden doing today? Reason. Even though he's a Roman Catholic, he doesn't go by revelation. He doesn't even hear God. He doesn't hear God for all the stuff he's doing. And so, you know, they're filling the land. And we're out, you know, with all of our 75 million people. For some reason, they didn't count the numbers. And I believe that's God waking us up, saying, I don't want a lukewarm church. I want a hot church. In other words, no reason. No reason. So even though I have all these degrees and all that education, my background, it's all nonsense. It's rubbish. Now that I've become a Christian, I don't believe in it. I'm not trying to get self-improvement books anymore. Or, you know, how to do this or how to do that. So I don't believe, and I'll tell you this, you don't want to hear it, but I'll tell it to you anyway. Most of the religions today are under reason. They say Jesus, there's no Jesus. They're vain. Now, I could name them all. I don't want to. But Muslim, I don't care what it is. Reason. So, and they give you a choice when you're, it's reasonable to give you a choice. Do you want to be a Muslim and then survive and be blessed and we can help you? Or do you want to have your head chopped off? Let me think about that. Let me think about that. How much time do I have? The time, you got about 4 seconds. Okay, I'll be a Muslim. And then, so that's reason. And whenever you have a crisis like this come, that the Jews fill the place, Israel fills the place, they're multiplied, then they come up with this idea out of reason. Okay, let's deal craftily with these people. Let us be smart about it. Otherwise, they'll join the enemy and then they'll be against us. So, do you want Texas to be secede from the Union today? That's one view. Or do you want us to claim our independence? That's another one. Or do you want us to join the Democrats? Or do you want us to be communists? Or, you know, so there's reason, because there's a crisis today. And the whole world is watching Texas, watching the United States, but particularly they like Texas. So they know that we're the richest state in the whole United States. They know it. All the other states are just trying to find their way back. Even the Democrat Republicans, they're doing the right thing, but then they didn't have COVID and all that kind of stuff. But it isn't reason that gets you this. It's actually the Lord Jesus Christ. So he wants you to have revelation, and he's constantly talking to you, and you're constantly accountable to talk back to him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So that's what God wants. So all the other religions I don't trust. Christendom, I don't trust. I don't trust the Methodists or the Buddhists or whatever. I don't trust anybody. Right? This is the only truth. Did you know someday every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
No other. There's no other. It's just Jesus Christ. Well, we haven't come there right now. I mean, today we're a ways away from that. Uh-uh. It could be soon. Especially if God shortens the day. If he says, instead of 1,000 years, I think I'll shorten the day because I think a lot of my people will become communists or, you know, lesbians or something else. They'll be Iranian or something. And so today the world is nervous and the whole world is nervous. What? Because God brought Israel. Remember, he brought them all the way from Egypt all the way out, so they had a land of their own called Canaan land. But there were giants in the land. There were all kinds of problems in the land. God loves problems. Do you understand? That's why you have problems in your life. So there's always problems. You cannot escape them. I think I'll have a trouble-free life. There's no such thing. I think I'd like to be happy all the time. You can, as long as you're dead. You'd have to be dead to this world and alive to God in Christ Jesus, like I am. I don't care about who's in charge. I don't care that it's Trump or I don't care that it's Biden. I don't really care. I don't care that it's Kamala. I don't care who it is. Whatever it is, God chose it and he allowed it. I'm okay with it. How many know that I will survive no matter what? Well, you might have to kill me and I'll rise from the dead. I don't really care about that because I believe God is always good and I don't think he ever changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I hope you have this idea that when a crisis comes in, don't panic. Right? We're Christians. And Christians should be happy all the time. It's a crisis. I owe the IRS how many, you know, thousands of dollars. And he paid that off last week. So that is amazing. And that's good because now he'll have to pay taxes from now on. He'll be a slave of taxing. So he got away with murder for so long, but now they catched up with him. Now, but no, what he's doing is actually proving that he could discipline himself as a Christian to do what's right and not quit it and go on to something else more interesting. Because he wanted to do many other things, right? And one is to get married. And another is to, you know, do something where he is in control of his own money that he makes and so on. So it's powerful. So I commend him for being patient because it was hard. Because he wanted to play music, he wanted to do movies, he wanted to do all kinds of things. But now he still kept his original trust fund, and it's his now. So now he's being a good steward, right? Good steward. And he's trying not to spend it, but to keep it, so that when he gets married, he has a dowry. Right? So getting married today is not easy because it's not easy. So you have to have some money to pay for stuff and so on and so forth. So he will have that. So that's a powerful thing, and I commend him highly. Because he was patient and said, no, I want to do something else, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to obey the Lord. I'm going to keep my promise. And so he has a big moving company now, and God has blessed you, right? You're being blessed all over. So he got a lot of customers, and he's able to move people all over this area. I don't know how far it goes, but it goes pretty far. Now, come, let us deal wisely with these Israelis, lest they multiply and it comes to pass. So that's what they're afraid of. Oh, let's solve this ourselves. Let's deal wisely. So that when we have a war with somebody, they won't join our enemies and fight against us. So, therefore, verse 11, they did set over the people taskmasters to afflict them. Isn't that exciting? It's just like a Biden is like that. Taskmasters, take away our guns, take away our rights, take away this and that, let all the people flood up from Mexico and from Iran and wherever they are. They just flood up millions and millions and millions. Well, they're just thousands now. But they intend to have hundreds of thousands of people until they get millions. And because they get freebies here. They can have all the stuff that we worked hard. All our tax money's paying for all this. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? What if God is trying to wake us up as a church? I don't want you to be lukewarm, kliaros. I want you to be zestos, hot, passionate for God. Dead to this world, alive to God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that exciting? Don't you feel the excitement in the room? Yes. But what you don't know is you have a good God. Could he ever be bad? No. Has he ever lost a battle? No. Did the devil ever win anything? No. Could the devil? Never. And so the devil is just a creature. And he can do away with him, just blow on him and he's gone. So he could remove him at any point. But he's not doing it. He's only interested in his church being hot. I don't want you to be cold. I don't want you to be lukewarm. I want you to be hot. Now you touch the cold, they'll become hot. You touch the lukewarm, they'll become hot. And the whole world will praise the Lord and we'll have a revival. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
So what if this is a wake-up call for the church? What if it's a wake-up call for China? What if it's the wake-up call for Iran? What if it's the wake-up call? Doesn't look like it today, but he can change that in a minute, as long as the church is the church that he can defend. But today the church is not. And so we want to have then that people show up on Sunday morning, right? This place be packed out, right? Yeah. We can do it. And you can do anything you want as long as you say, God, I want to just, I want to be dead to this world and alive to God. I want to do whatever you say. Right? So, Dan, could you do that? You could. Okay. So you just said, yeah, I want to go all the way. Alex, do you want to go all the way?
Yes.
Yes. Praise God. Do you want to go all the way?
Sure.
Sure. You want to go all the way?
Yes,
Willis?
Yes, sir.
You?
Yes.
You know what? Exactly. Exactly. Because actually everything's still going our way. You don't know it. Because right now there's a crisis. But we have to solve it, not with reason, but with revelation. Turn back to God. And say, I'm ready to not use reason anymore. Because I know reason will not get me to heaven, nor will emotion, nor will my willpower. I don't believe in any of those. Those are, everybody has that, and everybody's crazy. And whether they use it to make money or whether they use it to make you a slave, it doesn't make any difference what they use it for. It's bad. And so Obama and his crew are trying to make a lot of money off of this deal by spending trillions of dollars. And but the more, listen to what God said, but the more they afflicted them, those people that were wanting them to make treasure cities, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. In other words, the more they punished them, the more people came forth. So everything is going Israel's way. Why? Because God likes Israel. He likes Israel. And he thinks without the Judeo-Christian, you know, heritage that we have, there wouldn't be a Texas. Did you know that? So everything is good for the world if we succeed. If we don't, they don't. The whole world is actually dependent upon us. Did you know we're the biggest market? Biggest. China's big, but it can't do it. It can't pull it off. And they would like to be ahead of us. They're not going to make it. Not going to make it. Not going to make it. Why? Because God doesn't want it. And if God doesn't want it, it's not going to happen. If God wants it, okay. If he okays it. Unless you need some more punishment and more wake-up call. I think it's just wake-up time. And so, for me, this is the greatest day to be alive. This is the most wonderful day. And Julia's doing good in her business, so everything's working out great. So, everything is working out great for Willis. Everything is working out great for Dan. And his ship will come through one of these days. Right? And then you don't have to work anymore. You can just do his books or something. Whatever you do in medicine or something like that. So everything is going our way. How many know it's not over? It's not over. It has a long way to go. And so we're not there yet. And so this is just a test to see whether you pass the test. Do you want to rely on your reason? Won't work. You want to rely on your emotions? They won't work. You want to rely on your strong willpower? It won't work either. I don't believe in free will. I believe in the bound will. I believe that you say, I can do this and I can do that. You can't do anything. Apart from me, you can do nothing. 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 So, when people, I mean, every religion believes in that. They're all moral. They're just something but morals. They're behaving themselves, trying to behave themselves, thinking if I do that, I'll be blessed. No, you won't. If you do that, you'll go to hell. Period. Period. You want to go to heaven? There's only one way, Jesus. That's it. He's the doorway. He's the doorway that opens you up for heaven. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So the whole world, someday every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you believe that? If you're on the winning team, how can you lose? So there's no way you could lose. If you have your faith in Jesus, and you got to do it by faith, but someday you're going to see what you now believe. Someday you'll see what you now believe. Do you think you'll be ruling forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, world without end?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, because you either go to the other place, the lake of fire, gnashing of teeth and, whatever. It's horrible. And they'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Right? But we'll be in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So there's two groups. I like the Christian one rather than the other one. I like the Christian one that says God loves you and he's always loved you and he'll never stop loving you. I like that one. And he wants to keep his promise toward me. I like that one. He has to keep his promise toward me, and he's perfect. So if he keeps his promise toward me, it's all going to be for my advantage, for my profit, for my benefit. Everything God has ever done is always for not him and for not the Holy Spirit and for not Jesus. It's for us. Everything on this earth is for us. Did you know the meek shall inherit the earth? Are you aware of that? So if this crisis comes up, not only were they multiplied when King Tut noticed that, but now they're multiplying again, and they have taskmasters trying to build these treasure cities, and they have these taskmasters, and the more they grow, and they keep growing, because if God is for you, who can be against you? Nobody. So this is exciting, and I believe I'll probably live a few days longer. And if I do live a few days longer, I'm going to preach this all over the world. I like this message. I like good news for everybody. And by the way, I forgive the Muslims. I forgive the Iranians. I forgive the Russians. I forgive all those people. I pray for them every day. Biden and Obama and Hillary and all that. I'm not hating them. I have no hostility toward them. Why? Because they don't have any hope unless I make it. Unless you make it, Raul. Unless you make it, Peggy. And so they're waiting on Christians to grow up. Finally, we have a church that's real church and not just a pretend church. So I dismiss all the Presbyterians and the Baptists and so on and so forth. I won't tell you why. But because they're just children. They're not sons of the living God. But only the sons of the living God go to heaven. Children don't. Only the sons of the living God go to heaven. Are you aware? I'm not explaining what I'm just saying it. Unless you are a son of the living God, you're not going to go there. So that means hot. What I'm talking about is hot. You have passion. You have drive. You have something in you that says, I want to go all the way with Jesus. Right? And so that's true of us in theory. But it needs to be true of us in deed. In deed. So God wants you to actually be hot as a church. So do you think we can do it right here in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah. So all of Dallas could accept Jesus Christ. It's not impossible. It hasn't happened so far, but we'll be the first. Why wait when heaven is just around the corner? And we're ready to see Jesus is not fooling around. He's serious about this. And the Egyptians made their children of Israel to serve with rigor. That means they were mean. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick. Remember, no more straw, call it kind of stuff. And in all manner of service in the field, in all their service, wherein they made them serve, was with vigor. In other words, it was painful. It wasn't easy. How many know that when you're a slave, you don't have any life of your own? I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. How many here are a slave of Jesus Christ? He says it, I says it. He does it, I does it. Whatever. I don't do anything on my own. I don't trust myself. I trust only God. Put not your trust in men, put your trust in the Lord. Put not your trust in princes, put your trust in the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Amen. And that's me. I love the people of Israel. I love the people of India. I love the people in Russia. I love people all over the place. And I can actually go there. I have invites to go all kinds of places, but during COVID, the traveling was off. And it hasn't even started back. But it could start back if the church were the church. If you were exactly what God wants, a hot church, then God would say it's over. Because now you not only love God with all your heart and soul and strength, you also love your neighbor as yourself. The first table, the second table. So the first four, thou shalt have no other gods before me, etc., etc. Four commandments. The last six, all for your neighbor. God doesn't want payback. He doesn't want you to pay everything back, because everything he gives is a gift, and 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 a gift. And so that gift of repentance, that gift of faith, that gift of everything, so that you can fall in love with him, there's where your worship belongs. You're worshiping God because he's done everything and you've done nothing. And he never wants you to do anything. He wants you to have the blessing and he gets the burden. Jesus paid for all your sins, for the whole world. Well, we have good news for the whole world. But you can't fake it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. If you do have it, you have it. Right? And so I know Raul is going to go all the way with Jesus. Right? Because he has a great wife. I just said that. Because he has a great wife that says, he's my husband. And so she's happy. Right? Because everything is... Don't look to man for anything. Look to God for everything. And he'll give you everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'll give you everything else.
Amen.
I'll give it to you for free. I'll give it. If you just start out. Got your foundation. Now build the house. And then when you're done with that, then what are you going to do? Be perfected in love. And that love is for your neighbor. That love is not for God. I know you love God with all your heart and soul and strength, but by faith. But you didn't actually do that. Jesus did that. But now, the neighbor as yourself, he'll do that too. It's just free. So everything is free, and I'm happy all the time. Right? I'm like Karen. Always happy.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See, that's faith. She didn't have to see it to believe it. She had to believe it to see it. So it's exciting. Now, this crisis has come up, and what are we going to do about it? And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, because they're being treated badly. And that's for 400 years, by the way. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do your office of midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them on the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him and throw him in the river, the Nile. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. So there it is. This is how to solve the problem. Get rid of all the warriors. Get rid of all the Antifas, you know, whatever. Get rid of the warriors. Because these boys could be, you know, mad or vigorous or good with the arrow and spear and so on and so forth. So he said, that's how you do it. Get rid of all the boys. Keep the girls. They're all right. And we can use them. And so this is a bad deal. And the woman then said to them, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them. It'd be like not following what Biden wants to do. It'd be like not doing what he said. Because, you know, he has no right to do it. It's all against the Constitution. It's against the Bible. It's against everything. So I don't have to do it. I can be totally a rebel and just say, I'm just going to obey God, whether you like it or not. You can kill me if you do. I don't care. I'm not interested in living. I'm on Social Security anyway. So all my hope is in Social Security. I don't believe in Social Security. I don't believe in any of that. That's all stuff done by Democrats. They did all that nonsense, evil stuff. So it's time for us to fix it up, right? If you were a true church, God would then bless you and multiply you like he's multiplying these people. So do you think these people will ever get out of slavery after 400 years?
Yes.
It's God's idea. God has the idea that someday we'll be heavenly people sitting on the throne with God. Well, that's a little way off. So right now, we got trouble. We got trouble. How many know trouble isn't really trouble? It's just a wake-up call. Hey, get up. Time to work. So God sends you through just things that cleanse you, clean you up. You see, a trouble is not a trouble when it comes from God. It's actually a blessing. Because he can't do bad. He just can't do bad. God can't do a lie. He can't. He cannot tell a lie. He can't deceive you. He can't trick you. He is someone that always does everything he says. And it has to be in time too. And then after time too. He's got it all rigged up. And so God has the world rigged up so that you always win unless you think you're a loser. So you have to change your mind. No, you're a victor. You're not a victim. Now, the Democrats are all victims. So they're trying to right of all the wrongs. They're moral. They're moral people. They're doing everything moral people do. But so do the Baptists. So do... I can name any denomination, I can tell you. They're all man-made. Man-made nothing. Not one of them is raised up by God. Even though they started out that way, they didn't end up that way. And so today they're all run by people, 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 people. And people, they don't get any further than being a child. They're not sons of the living God. And if you want to go to heaven, you have to be a son of the living God. You have to be adopted.
Amen.
Unless you're adopted, and you can only be if you're an adult son of age. You can't do that as a little child. So they're little children, and they're going to stay little children. All of those. I'm just prophesying to you. I say it as though I'm not. I'm like this. I don't do that. I just say it. I don't want to do it in anything interesting. So I'm just telling you, I read the Bible every day in the Greek and the Hebrew and the Latin and all that kind of stuff because I want to know everything about everything about everything. Why? I don't know why. I just do it. I love doing it. So I didn't sleep at all last night, and that's okay. It's nothing. But I'm not worried about it. I have all the energy in the world that I need and want, right? So I don't really care about all that. If you don't want to die, if you don't want to be dead, not dead, but dead in the sense of dead to this world, If you believe this world offers you any hope, you think there's life in life, you're mistaken. There's nothing here. There's no glory here. There's only God's glory. And that lasts forever. And so God ain't done yet. So here these people are, and these Egyptians are doing rigor, and still they're growing. Still they get forth, and these women won't do anything. Here's what God does. Not only, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king commanded. So you don't have to obey a king if he says something opposite to God. It's better to obey God than to obey man. But saved the men, children alive. So they're still saved. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing? And you've saved the men children alive. Oh, the midwives said unto Pharaoh. Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. For they are so alive and they're delivered even before they get to us. How many know that sounds like a lie? It just sounds like a lie. Because there wasn't any difference. But they just made it up. You know why? Because God said to them, because you've done that, I'm going to make your household flourish. And he did that because he feared God rather than men. And so that's why we're here. We have religious liberty, right? To do everything God says. Do you think you can defeat God when he wants to do something? You think you can say, I'm not going to do that? He doesn't like that. He wants you to yield to him, to answer to him for everything, night and day. And since we are into that, but not into that as a good work, because he doesn't want good works. He doesn't want to be paid back. Everything he gives is a gift. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I'll give you everything else. So God only wants to give you everything else. Health, wealth, whatever it is that you seek for, he'll give you all that. Whatever the Gentiles seek, he'll give you that for free. You don't have to work for it. Today, we're working to think, if I'm really nice, if I'm really kind, if I really do all my work and so on and so forth, I'll be rewarded. Yeah, you will be, but it'll control you. You won't control it. Sorry. And so when you want happiness, you're not going to get it if it's stuff, things, promotions. You want to do whatever God wants is he wants children that obey the master. And so I like obeying him. Why? Because he's always on my side. So these women were not only not punished, therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them households. It says houses, but it's households. So these households is, he caused their house to flourish and everything they did to flourish because they were doing what was right. They didn't hate the Jewish people, the Egyptian people. The only hope for Israel, Egypt is if Israel succeeds, gets to the promised land. That's the only hope for all mankind. So that's why we're still under the Judeo-Christian values, heritage. That's why we're there. Why? Because did you know that God can forgive the Jewish people anytime he wants? Even though they've done everything wrong? Even though they were kicked out of the kingdom? Even though he said your house is desolate? Even though? Do you think he doesn't love them? He loves everybody, including the Muslims, including everybody. But not as a Muslim. The ideas are wrong, but the person is right. So he hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Now we need to practice that, not just talk about it, so that we love everybody, right? And you can just, whatever God says, do it, right? Even if it doesn't work, he'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. He's not worried about your sins of the past. He died for those a long time ago, before the foundation of the world. That's when he died for that. And now, when he was on the cross, that's just when it showed up. Then on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They are ignorant of me. But then Jesus settled that because he came to then educate you, inform you, instruct you day in and day out. So everything that I do it because I love Jesus with all my heart and soul and strength. And I love my neighbor as myself, and I'm not hostile toward any black person or colored person or, you know, if they're white person, whatever. I love everybody. You can't make me not do it. You can't make God not love you. He loves you just the way you are. It doesn't matter who you are, what your circumstances, he loves you. Everyone that he's ever made, he loves you. He'll never change his mind. Never, never, never. So, the best is yet to come. So, here's what happens. These people do get out finally after the contest, but we haven't even gotten to that yet. We'll do that in chapter 2. But here's how it ends. And the Pharaoh charged all his people saying, every son that is born, you shall cast into the river, the Nile. And every daughter, you shall stay, you know, be alive. So Biden is right now making all these things that are not even laws. They're just simply things that, you know, executive orders. They're nothing. They're not even in the, they're not even in the thing, in the Constitution. It's not even there. They just do it right now because people, you know, are not getting things done. But most of it's just all wicked anyway because they're using reason. Even making America great is just a reason thing.
Right.
Well, I like the old way, you know, and so on and so forth. So what? You know, you don't look to Trump to come back and save you. Jesus is the only one that can save you. And so what we're doing here is more important than what Biden is doing or what Trump did.
Amen.
What we're doing now is we want to be the first hot church.
Amen.
If there is another, praise God, then they're brothers and sisters. I don't have any problem with that. But I believe, I don't care who gets all the credit. I don't want any credit. I don't even want to be known. All I want to do is stay below the radar and keep going. Right? Till I'm dead. And that could be any day. 80, you know, I'm totally dependent upon Jesus now. I used to help him. Now I can't help him. He doesn't want my help. Jesus has a sense of humor. How many know God has a happy stance? You can read Psalm 2 about that. He sits in the heaven and laughs. In other words, he's saying, you know, man at his best state is altogether vanity, nothing, zero. So he's just laughing at man trying to build stuff and make himself great and awesome and so on and so forth. Can't do it. So you don't need Trump to come back. What you need is Jesus to come back and save his people. What? What is he doing? He already did it. He already did it. All you have to say is, hey, I want to go all the way with Jesus. I don't want to stop short of, I want to be a son of the living God. I want to be a bride of Christ. I want to be the one that's ready without spot, without wrinkle, without any such blemish or stain or anything. I want to be Jesus' slave. I want to have a no mind of my own, no will of my own, no words of my own, no thoughts of my own. I want to do what Jesus said. Isn't that exciting? Our brother here, he's done his whole life is to serve Jesus Christ. Right? It is. But he did it so he could get glory. Do you remember that?
I remember you saying it a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I did say it a lot because you said it. And because of that, it doesn't work. Only thing that works is God already has all the glory and you already have all the glorious blessings in your life. Now, because there are problems, we all have problems. Because there are problems, problems are not problems. They're just simply opportunities for a miracle.
Amen.
But the miracle would be that you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Now, today, this time.
Amen.
So how many are ready? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. We could have a church. And so, Dan, you're not slowing us down, are you? Lord. No, blessed brother. Everybody here is blessed by God. You cannot stop God from blessing you every day. You can't. There's no one more perfect than God. And He's the only God. There can't be two. So the only God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So, pray for the Catholics. Pray for the Protestants. Pray for, you know, backsliders. Pray for the lost. Pray for your enemies. Pray for everybody. Why? That's the only thing that works. When you pray for them, you fall in love with them. The people that you're praying for, you fall in love with them because you're praying for them. And pretty soon you find yourself not hating that person. So there isn't enough prayer on our part toward God because of our all the people that are in this world that are our neighbors. They're neighbors living, they dwell next to you. And they could be in China. They could be here. Doesn't matter. They're our neighbors. We're a whole neighborhood. We're a family, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, those three. Shem, Ham, and Japheth will live together in the future on earth as it is in heaven. But we don't see it today because we're not even growing up, which is what you want to do. Hey, I want to be mature in the Lord. I want to be an adult in the Lord. I don't want to be a child. I don't want to be just a child born again. I want to be a child who's also built, who's also then perfected, who's also in love with everybody. That's what I want. And so God is having a fun time. Now, He can take slaves and make out of them a free and independent people. These slaves, and Pharaoh was so amazed, especially King Tut the Fourth, who was the same one that when his son died, that was a big blow for him. But when that happened, he realized, my son is not the son of God, hoping someday to be God. But when I die, I'll be God. And so that's why he said, as they all left later, and bless me too. Why did he say that? So interesting that Egypt, out of all the six world powers against Israel, he was the one that said that. And bless me too. But I know that Nebuchadnezzar was also blessed by his guy that he had, Daniel. And I know that the other ones in Persia and Medes, those two, they also blessed Israel. But they're secular people. They never became Christians or Jews. They never did accept Yahweh as their God. They kept Ahura Mazda. They kept all that nonsense that they had. So their religions are giving them away. The whole world has always been full of priests. It's always been full of kings. But Israel came along, and she was not allowed to be either a priest or a king. She was allowed only to function within a commonwealth, which is a republic, which is exactly why we are a republic of laws in America. And so what did Texans do when they won the war against Santa Anna? Same thing. We just borrowed everything they did and improved it a little bit. Because we were 60 years later after 1776. And I every day read all of the Bill of Rights for America and for Texas. Every day, every day, every day. And so I have it memorized because I like everything. And it's all that God gave me a right as the promisee of the promisor. So the promisor created a right in me that I have a right to worship God with all my heart and soul and strength. And that's one of the things that we have. That's Article 1:6. Article 1:6 is the Bill of Rights, and it has 29 provisions. 29. And I read them every day. I like them. But I also like the American one, but that's only 16 Bill of Rights. 16 words in it. So I like that one because it's real simple. But we don't disagree with it. We actually agree with it. And so when whatever it says, we're in total harmony with that. And so everything that you read in our documents, you could not understand without a God. Not the American one, and certainly not the Texas one. So the Texas one even says things like this. And they, the Mexican government, denies to us the right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Free, sacred. And the conscience is weird. The conscience, this was done in the 17th century. In the 18th century, it came out. And then in the 19th century, it was planted here. So all of that is what the Reformation was all about. The Reformation was never to die. And they said at the time of the Reformation, they said, this Protestant idea will never be snuffed out. And there was a candle before Luther. And at Yale, they had this picture, and it's now famous, of all of the founders. And they were told, this candle will never go out until Jesus comes back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I believe that. Doesn't matter. You know, believing something doesn't make any difference. I can believe nonsense and Jesus will still forgive me. Right. I don't have to be right. How many know you don't have to be right? You can just think, I like good. I like blessing. I like you having the burden and me getting the blessing. You can just say that. And God is pleased with you. You're a real person. How many know real persons don't like his laws? Did you know there's no law in heaven? There's no law except the law of liberty. The law of righteousness. Those are the only laws. And they're all gifts. So Jesus is our righteousness. I mean, he doesn't just have it. He is it. And now that's my righteousness. His righteousness is mine. So he's going to judge me by his own righteousness toward me and toward you. And so whatever he did for us, then you'll be judged by that. Did you believe? In other words, his law is not like this. I command you to obey. That's not his law. It's never been his law. In John, the 5th chapter, it says so. Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. Because here's what it says. Here's his law. I command you to believe, not to obey. Why? Because Jesus kept the law for Israel. And Jesus keeps your law. What you ought to do, should do, might do, could do. He does it already. Every day. And every day is removing your sin. Every day. So everything is going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Isn't this great today? This is like heaven on earth, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what he says. Now I believe it. So the best is yet to come. You haven't even seen the best. You haven't even seen heaven. You haven't even seen the last judgment. You haven't seen anything. That's where he separates their destiny from ours. Some to damnation, some to salvation. We're going for the salvation. We're going to be delivered. After he judges, he always delivers. After he judges, he always delivers. If he judges then the Edomites, he will also bless them as well. If he judges Russia, she will also bless them as well. If he judges Russia or China, I don't care what he judges, he'll always build you up afterward. It's like America. If I were a country, I'd always make war with America, because after they destroy you, then they build you back up again better. And so Americans are like that. I got it out of the Bible. And God is just like that. When God destroys you, he also builds you up. When he sends you into slavery, you're also free. So everything doesn't make any sense. God says things that don't make sense to reason. They only make sense to revelation. When God says he loves you unconditionally, never going to change his mind. I say it to my wife. I'm never going to leave Peggy. I'm never going to forsake her because she's my wife. And so I love her just the way she is. Don't fix up. Just the way you is. Stab me in the back. Do whatever you have to do. Doesn't matter. Because I believe she's the perfect wife. Right? Karen, are you the perfect wife for Dan?
By faith, yes.
By faith, yeah. you, you didn't see everything, but at least you had a glimpse. But everybody is a blessing. You are a blessing. God doesn't have anyone who's not a blessing to him. Everybody here is equal. There's no thing that you're better than I am, or you're smarter than I am, or they're more holy than I am, and all that nonsense. No. God will divide the world into those that are unbelievers and believers. Now, an unbeliever is not someone that doesn't believe. An unbeliever is someone who refuses to believe. Did you understand what I just said? So an unbeliever, when it says unbelievers, it's talking about someone that refuses to believe. In other words, you see it. You see that God is good, yet you won't give him the glory. You won't bless his name. And that's all God wants. That's all he wants, because it's good for you. It's not good for him. You're not going to add anything to God when you do that. He just likes the answering. You're just answering what he did for you and praising God. Why? It's the best thing you could ever do. The more you lift God up, the more blessings you get. Right? He says that. If you just do that, I dwell in the praises of my people. I dwell in the praises. If he gets praise, he likes it. But he doesn't like it because he needs it. He likes it because you need it to do that, so that you're grateful, thankful for God. Because God is the only God that's good. He's the only God that's good. There are no other gods that are good. All the other gods are idols. They don't even exist. They're nothing. So, the best has come. Next time we'll read about a little basket floating down the Nile River. And that's because Hatshepsut, the daughter of Pharaoh, Tut I, she went down and said, my husband Tut II, Tut II was a brother. So she married the brother, because that's incest. But that's in the Bible. But they didn't believe it was. They believed they were protecting the royalty. Royal to royal, and so on and so forth. So you married your own, you know, royal cousin, or, you know, whatever. They didn't care about all that stuff. But it degenerated them. And so she noticed that. And so she went to the Nile River, because there's a god of the Nile, and she spoke to the god of the Nile, which is on Lake Victoria. It's that second biggest lake in the whole world. And so she said to him, gee, these men in Egypt, they don't live so long. And I've noticed that. So I wish we'd have longer living men. And then she saw the little basket, and he said to the maid, hey, go out and get that basket. What is in that basket? It's got a little cover on it. And then he brought it over to her, and she looked at it. Oh, this is a Hebrew child. She knew right away, this is the God of the Hebrews' child. And they didn't kill this one. This one got away. And her father was the one that made that decree. Tut I. He made that decree, and don't tell Dad. Girls, I'm going to adopt this boy as my son. And he had 91 titles, more than anybody else in all of the history of Egypt. And not only that, his mother, which was Jochebed in the Bible, but her name in Egyptian is Hatnefer. And Nefer, by the way, means beautiful. And she looked like one of our church members, perfectly. I mean, you can see all of her Jewish features. And she's the only one that got a gold mask that wasn't Egyptian. And she and her husband, both of them, came and lived in the palace after he was weaned, and they taught him all the stuff about Hebrews. And when he was 40 years old, he killed an Egyptian that was messing with his Israeli people. You can't destroy Israel. You try, and you can't do it, because God hasn't even forgiven them yet for everything. But he's about to. And they'll make it. And they'll be equal to us. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and so on and so forth. All of those people, they're going to be blessed just equal to us. And they're in the 7th chapter of book of Revelation. You can see there 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, 144,000. So they're in the thousands, but we're in the millions. So there's more Gentiles than there are Jewish people. And so, forget that they changed their name and all that kind of stuff, because they all do that. But when you're in a foreign country, you don't want to be some ski on the end of it. You know, you want to have, you know, or Stein. You don't want to be that. You want to change your name to something else. And so they have play actor names, and that's how in Hollywood, that's what they do. They give you another name, because a lot of them started out Jewish. And they didn't want to be communists, or they didn't want to be anything else. But they just wanted to kind of make it through. So the whole world is full of mysteries, the mystery of iniquity. But we also have a bigger mystery, mystery of righteousness.
Amen.
So you are all part of the mystery of righteousness. Alex, don't apologize. You are the beloved of God.
Amen.
It's powerful. So you can't fail.
Amen.
It's impossible.
Amen.
So you've proven yourself worthy. And God notices that, and he says, I'm going to bless that man beyond his even imagination. So thank you to your grandfather, but now thank you to you, because you're a man now. Powerful. So everybody here is a blessing. You can't ever outdo God. You can't ever think of, you know, I'll be perfect someday. You're only perfect by derivative. In other words, the gold that's in the bank, you can have derivatives off of that. It derives from this. Because God's going to marry you someday, you get everything the husband has. If he's king, you're queen. If he's a husband, you're the wife. It, you know, whatever he is, you are the opposite. But you will then be getting everything for free. Because all he has to do is speak a word, and you can speak the word, and that was it. So everything is going your way.